Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Doug Gribenaugh. The New Testament reading for today is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 24, verse 24, through chapter 25, verse 12. After some days, Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish, and he sent for Paul and heard him speak about faith in Christ Jesus. And as he reasoned about righteousness and self-control and the coming judgment, Felix was alarmed and said, "Go away for the present. When I get an opportunity, I will summon you." At the same time, he hoped that money would be given him by Paul. So he sent for him often and conversed with him. When 2 years had elapsed, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus, and desiring to do the Jews a favor, Felix left Paul in prison. Now 3 days after Festus had arrived in the province, he went up to Jerusalem from Caesarea, and the chief priests and the principal men of the Jews laid out their case against Paul, and they urged him, asking as a favor against Paul that he summon him to Jerusalem, because they were planning an ambush to kill him on the way. Festus replied that Paul was being kept at Caesarea, and that he himself intended to go there shortly. "So," he said, "let the men of authority among you go down with me, and if there is anything wrong about the man, let them bring charges against him." After he stayed among them not more than 8 or 10 days, he went down to Caesarea, and the next day he took his seat on the tribunal and ordered Paul to be brought. When he had arrived, the Jews who had come down from Jerusalem stood around him, bringing many and serious charges against him that they could not prove. Paul argued in his defense, "Neither against the law of the Jews, nor against the temple, nor against Caesar have I committed any offense." But Festus, wishing to do the Jews a favor, said to Paul, "Do you wish to go up to Jerusalem and there be tried on these charges before me?" But Paul said, "I am standing before Caesar's tribunal, where I ought to be tried. To the Jews I have done no wrong, as you yourself know very well. If then I am a wrongdoer and have committed anything for which I deserve to die, I do not seek to escape death. But if there is nothing to their charges against me, no one can give me up to them. I appeal to Caesar." Then Festus, when he had conferred with his council, answered, "To Caesar you have appealed, to Caesar you shall go." O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. Beloved in Christ, in this reading from the Acts of the Apostles, in chapters 24 and 25, we find Paul standing before men who want something from him. Felix wants money. Festus wants political favor. The chief priests want him dead. Yet Paul speaks only of faith in Christ Jesus. The text says Felix, the Roman governor of Judea, heard Paul speak about faith in Christ Jesus, about righteousness and self-control and the coming judgment. And that confession alarms him, because God's law has done its work. The righteousness that Paul is proclaiming is not the righteousness of Rome, nor the righteousness that can be found in the law, nor the righteousness of any human striving. It is the righteousness of Christ alone. Felix trembles because the Word of God has crushed every false hope and every corrupt motive to reveal that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Justification and righteousness are God's gracious gift through the redemption that is Christ Jesus. Festus, well, he fares no better. He wants to please the crowds. He wants to keep the peace. He wants to manage the optics. And Paul refuses to let the gospel be tried in a court of compromise. "I am standing before Caesar's tribunal, where I ought to be tried. If I am a wrongdoer, I do not seek to escape death. But if there is nothing to their charges, no one can give me up to them. I appeal to Caesar." Paul's appeal, though, is not political maneuvering. It's confession. He entrusts himself to Christ, not to the whims of rulers. He refuses to let the gospel be bent, diluted, or traded for mere safety. Today, the church remembers another faithful confessor, Robert Barnes. Barnes preached the pure gospel in England. Christ alone as righteousness, Christ alone as mediator, Christ alone as the one who justifies the ungodly. Barnes carried Lutheran doctrine into the halls of power before the very feet of King Henry VIII. And yet the political winds of the time shifted. Compromise became the expectation, but Barnes did not bend. In 1540, he was condemned, burned at the stake for confessing Christ alone. In publishing Barnes' final confession of faith, his friend Martin Luther named him this holy martyr, St. Robert Barnes. St. Paul stood firm. St. Barnes stood firm. And we rejoice in the faithful example of these saints, because we too may stand firm, not in our own strength, but by standing in Christ. Let us recall then another word from St. Paul, from 2 Timothy chapter 2. The saying is trustworthy, for if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. He cannot deny himself because, as our Lutheran confessions in the Solemn Declaration rightly say, God is love, and he loves faithfully because it is part of his nature, even if no one should love him in return. And yet by faith we can and do love him, and can stand firm with Paul and Barnes and all the saints in the good confession of Christ. Christ crucified for our sins, Christ raised for our justification, Christ coming again for our glorification. And thanks be to God. Amen. And let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, you gave courage to your servant Robert Barnes to give up his life for confessing the true faith during the Reformation. May we continue steadfast in our confession of the apostolic faith and suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.